গোপী জন বল্লভ গুরু ধারি
भगवानी शब्द से
वदन्ति तत्तत्त विदस्तत्यं गजगालमद्वयम् ब्रह्मेति परमात्मेति भगवानेति शब्दते वदन्ति तत्तत्त्वविदस्तज्ञं यज्ञालमद्वयं ब्रह्मेति परमात्मेति भगवानेति शब्दति वदन्ति तत्तत्त्वविदस्तज्ञं यज्ञानमद्वयं ब्रह्मेति परमात्मेति भगवानेति शब्दते तत्सत्यं यज्ञानमद्वयं ब्रह्मेति परमात्मेति भगवानेति शब्दति It has been concluded that jīvasya tattva jijñāsā yāma jīvesa cāmbhutā jīvasya tattva jijñāsā nātho jatriha paramārtha. People are engaged 24 hours night duty, day duty, no rest, watching like ass, or eating, sleeping, eating, that's all. Ass. Karmis are compared with ass. I have several times described as in India, as is engaged to bear the burden of cloth of the water. Tons of cloth is loaded on the back of the ass and it takes to the the washing hut, water place, and he is given little morsel, little grass, and he satisfies standing. And again, in the evening, he is loaded with tons of clothing, and he brings back to the shop of the workman. This is that. He is bearing so big burdens only for little grass. But he can go away from that place and eat grass anywhere, there is sufficient grass. But no, he will stick to that washerman's place. He is under the impression that this washerman is protecting me, giving this grass. That is his impression. If I go away, I may not get the grass. This is ass. Therefore, according to the Vedic system, the ass is forced to get out of it. There is four divisions of life: brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. The system is gradually to give him detachment. In the brahmachari life, he is taught sufficiently that this life is meant for understanding Brahma, brahmachari. Brahma is sarati. He has no other business than to understand what is Brahma. Brahma janati iti brahmana, to make him Brahma. That is brahmachari. Brahma is sarati. He is disciplined, he is initiated, he is given sacred thread, proper position of Brahmin, cleanliness, fruitfulness, so many things are taught in brahmachari life, so that he can become a Brahmana, brahmajanati iti brahmana. That is called brahmachari ashram. Then, in spite of repeatedly teaching him that there is no need of enjoying this material world, because this is false enjoyment, temporary enjoyment, real enjoyment in the spiritual world. If he still wants to enjoy this material world, then the spiritual master orders, all right, you can marry. Marriage is not essential, but one who cannot control him, then marriage is allowed. All right. So, because he has been trained now in his early life about the nature of this world, the grihastha, who has been trained as brahmachari, he cannot remain for many days as grihastha. Or even if he likes, the shastra says, no, you cannot remain in household life more than 50 years, that's all. Now he gets retired. So, retirement means that at that time the children are grown up, so the husband and wife goes out of home and travels in many tirthas, pilgrimages, just to detach his attachment for the home life. That is called vanaprastha. Vanaprastha is allowed to come back again home. Remain for some time with children, again go out. When the man is properly trained up, detached from house, then wife is requested that you go home, you live with your grown-up children, and he takes sannyas. That is required. Now India PT. Kamasya na indriyati kamasya. Not that whole life I shall enjoy, essentially. The modern politicians, unless they are fire shot, just like in our country, Gandhi, he was a great politician. But he is struggling very hard to get out of the British control. But still, after Vidhi left India, he was still in politics. And he questioned him that, Mahatma Gandhi, you have got some position. People all over the world respect you as a man of spiritual understanding. You get preaching of this Bhagavad Gita. You stand to be photographed with Bhagavad Gita. Now your Swaraj is gone. India has got independence. You leave it to your disciples. Jawaharlal Nehru, Rajendra Prasad. You retire and you preach Bhagavad Gita, this culture of India. I was thinking of preaching this since a very long time, simply finding out the opportunity. So I thought, if Gandhi gets, then it will be very nice. But he did not reply my letter. And just after 2 days, we are caught dead. That's all. So attachment is so strong. You see, all those politicians, in here also, you are touching. Unless he died, he did not give up politics. Similarly, Jawaharlal Nehru. They do not give up. They are so greedy that want to stick to the position as long as possible. But that is not very serious. Vedic civilization is, you have got some desire to enjoy. All right, you enjoy for some time. But your real business is tattva-jignasa. Jivasya tattva-jignasa. You inquire for the absolute truth. Athata brahma-jignasa. This life is meant for understanding the absolute truth. There is no such institution. Perhaps this is the only institution which Krishna consciousness movement is teaching. The absolute necessity of human beings. Why perhaps it is the only institution. All are rascals. They do not know the value of life. Simply misleading by so-called nationalism, thisism, thatism, thatism. Simply misleading. Therefore, as the younger generation, they are busted. They are seeing actually that they are being exploited by these rascal politicians. So they are feeling frustration. They have become tools in the hands of this politician. In America, you see, he doesn't want to be drafted. He is by force. He is drafted. Naturally, he will become hopeless, frustration. Never is the hope. Any moment, they can call me. So this is going on. They do not know that this life is meant for tattva-jignasa. They do not. These rascals are leading the society. Sandhagatam virupuni yomar. Se pisa tantra rudami vajya rati vidu shasa gating vishnu turasayasi vahirat samahe. They have planned it. That, not planned it, a plan is kicked out, every plan. The British Empire also planned that we shall conquer over all the world and bring money and make London the happiest city in India. The Roman Empire also made that plan. So this plan making will not do. You are under the complete grip of the material nature, under the control of war. There, the Bhagavad Gita stated that every one of us is just like the bull is controlled by the thread, rope. It is tied in this nose, and as soon as the driver pulls this way, he also goes this way. It is exactly like our position. We are controlled by the laws of material nature like this. We are tied up in the nose with the rope and excellence in nature that this direction, not this way. I have to turn. ప్రతిచక్రియమాణాని గుణైకర్మాణి సర్వశ అహంకార దీమురాత్మా కొత్త అహం నతి మన్నతే ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈస్ బీయింగ్ ఫుల్ బై ది లాస్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ నేచర్ అండ్ ఐ ఆమ్ థింకింగ్ ఐ ఆమ్ ఇంటెలెక్ట్ ఐ ఆమ్ గాడ్ సచ్ దట్ ది హోల్ వరల్డ్ ఈస్ ప్లేయింగ్ ఆన్ సచ్ రస్కల్స్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ రస్కల్స్ ఓన్లీ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ మ్యాన్ ఇఫ్ దేర్ ఇస్ వెరీ వన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ దిస్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఆల్ దట్ థింగ్ I challenge it. Because life is meant for tattva jignasa. They do not inquire. They do not inquire that I do not want, I do not like this, why it is happening. Just like, why you are running on this fan? Because I do not want too much work. But one is forced upon me in certain periods. So I have to manifest at this time. And similarly, in winter, I don't want too much cold. So I have to cover the heavy coats and heaters. So this is struggling going on. And the rascals do not want. But I do not want this. Why it is forced upon me? This is really tattva jignasa. This is called tattva jignasa. Jignasa means inquiry. Now why it is forced upon you? Just like a man is punished, imprisoned, he can understand, yes, I committed theft, therefore I was arrested and punished. But how I am put into this material condition? Always suffering three kinds of miserable conditions. Adhyatmi, adhibhauti, adhidvaiti. Due to this body, just like body is feeling too much warm, I require little fan. This is bodily miserable condition. Similarly, mental miserable condition. I don't feel today very happy. Samarada. Mind is not good condition. This is called adhyati. That somebody other living entity, he's giving you some trouble. Just like the insect, mosquito, mouse, tiger, or a bad man, neighbor, unnecessarily giving me trouble. I don't want it, but he's giving me some trouble. Complaining, you are having kirtan. Let me go to the police. So this is called adhi, adhyatmik, adhibhautik. And adhi daivik. Daivik means, just like there was all of a sudden great flood in New York. There may be a heavy earthquake, having some infectious disease. You cannot control. So these things are happening always. The foolish are thinking I am happy. Still they are thinking. Always kicked by the material nature. Every moment. And the rascal is thinking I am happy. I shall adjust. I shall make plans by scientific method. This is foolish. You cannot. You are condemned. You are punished in this way. Now this punishment is going on in this material world, beginning from the aquatic life. 8,400,000 species of life I have to go through. Then nature gives me a chance. This human form of life. Now you think over. Whether you want to go back to home, back to Godhead, or you want to suffer here again. But he prefers to suffer again. This is Buddhism. This is ass. The ass is given chance after unloading the floor. He's given free. Now, He can go higher. But no, he, unless he is shot down by somebody else, he is not giving up his quality, form, and everything. No. This is Paratasi. Therefore, Tattva Jijnasa, because they do not know Tattva, what is the value of life? They do not inquire why one is put into this threefold miserable condition of life. Why he is put under death, I do not wish to die. Why he is forced to take birth. Why he is under disease. Why he becomes old. They do not inquire. Just like animals. The human life is given a chance to inquire about these things and to make solution of this problem. But they are not interested in these things. They are simply interested eating, sleeping, mating and depending, just like animals. So this is animal civilization. Without Krishna consciousness, without being developed to inquire about the value of life, it is simply animal life. Yes. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Namana duskitanam mura prapadvanti naradhava. These assets, mura, because they are always addicted to sinful activities, duskitina. Duskitina, duskitina means these four things, illicit sex, meat eating, and gambling, and intoxication. These are the basic principles of sinful life. And if we say, please do not indulge in these things, they are very conservative. And he will say, why not? You have got your tongue, you can drink, you can eat the chicken, anything you like, and perform yoga, meditation, and go to hell. Swamiji is very nice. And as soon as Swamiji does this, he is very conservative. No followers. And if you say that you do whatever, millions will fall. Andhāgatāndhaurupaniyamāna. He is blind. And other blind rascals, they will fall. They will fall. This Swamiji has got so many followers. I don't want such followers. I don't want rascals. I want one real man. Then I think my mission is successful. Don't want millions of stars. I want only moon. That is our mission. Tattva Jijnasa. This is Tattva. One should be very much inquisitive. What I am? Why I am put into this civilization? Threefold miserable condition of life. I am thinking I am a very learned scholar, but I do not know what I am. The learned scholar does not know. So many learned scholars are left. They say, Sahib, here after this life, there is nothing. He is a scholar. He is a rascal, and he is passing us as a scholar. He does not know. What is next? It is very simple thing. In my life, in this present life, I am thinking that I was a child, I was a boy, I was a young man, now I am an old man. So I know my past, I know my present, I know my future also, death. Then I must try to know what is next. I am existing. That body, my childhood, is finished. My boyhood body is finished. My youthhood body is finished. Now I am old man. This body also will be finished. Then, as I have got from babyhood to childhood, childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood, youthhood to this old body, then I must have another body. This is the conclusion. This is called Tattva Jigyasa. Then if I am going to get another body, then I am eternal, even in my present experience. So I am eternal. So therefore, my next inquiry should be, so what is my next body? How I am preparing for it? I see there are so many varieties of body. Cats, dogs, trees, insects, aquatic, rich man, poor man, lepers, disease, so many types of bodies. Which one I am going to select? This is kalpa-sudhita. And if I sleep, let it be. And then if you get a big body of a tree, then stand up on the bench for 10,000 years. This is called tattva-jigyasa. Jiva-sa tattva-jigyasa. What kind of body I can get? Bad. Krishna is so kind, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's giving us information. Yes. Janti divam bata divam. If you want the body of demigods, because there are all the 8,400,000 species of life, they are divided into four groups. The four groups mean the trees, the animals, the human beings, and the demigods. The demigods are in higher status of life. So, in four groups, in other way, birth from embryos, birth from eggs, birth from perspiration, and birth from trees. Siddha John Naga Jaravika Udhija. In the same manner, if it is now settled up that I will have to accept another body, then what kind of body I am going to get? I am not serious. And still I profess myself very educated. I have a degree. And what is your next life, sir? Do you know? No, it is finished. You will finish. Then what? Zero. Sannavad. Zero. Why you are struggling so much for zero? If you are going to be zero, why so much struggle? Why not make this life also zero? They have no answer. They are so restless. They have no answer. And the Bhagavad Gita says, jiva-sata-pa-jigyasa. The jigyasa, you enter and the answer is there in the Vedic literature. Krishna himself says, Jati deva prata deva. If you try for better life in other higher planetary system, just like actually they have tried to go to the other planetary system by Sputnik, that means they have got a desire if there is better life in other higher planetary system. But that is a fact. The higher planetary system, the more you go higher, the thousand times better standard of life than this planet. Thousand times. That's a moon planet. Actually, if you can go, you can live there for 10,000 of years. And what kind of years? Your 6 months is equal to their 1 day. Calculate. You can live there for so many years. Here you cannot live there not more than 50, 60, 70, at most 100. But there you can live for 10,000 years according to their calculation. So, even after such long span of life, you have to die. You cannot avoid death anywhere, any planetary system, anywhere. So this is tattva-jigyasa, to understand what is the situation. What kind? But I want to live. That you can get only when you go back to home. Jadgatyana nivattanti tadhyamam paramam. where going, you do not come back again to this nonsense material world. That is my place, Goloka Vrindavan. Goloka Yuganyasati Akhilatma Yuta. These chances are there. If you want to go to higher planetary system, you can go. Janti Deva Prata Deva. Pitri Janti Pitri Prata. If you want to go to the Pitri Loka, where highly elevated forefathers are living, he can go there. Bhute Cha Janti Bhutani. And if he wants to tomb that body, just like that standing to see the dead body, 6 hours standing, that is called Bhutejya. So, he shall remain a dead body here. Madhyajinabhijantima. But if you worship me, you can come to me. So now make your selection. That is called Tattva-vijnana. To remain like an ass, satisfied, eating and sleeping and eating. Give up this ass life, just have human life, and try to understand what is Krishna consciousness.
Shri Adaita Gdara, Thank you. ke sarai ke sarai.